Hey, I'm Mike.
Hey, I'm Ethan.
I watched the first half of Triple X, also known as Little X, Big X, Little X.
And I watched the second half of Triple X, also known as Little X, Big X, Little X.
And this is the other half. You know, Ethan, I am so proud of our podcast.
Yeah.
Like when I look back on it.
Because we just made our 100th episode.
We did?
Yeah, this is our 100th episode.
Oh shit, I didn't even realize.
Yeah, we just did. I looked it up. Yeah.
Wow, well, okay, everyone.
This is a very special day.
Very, very special. And now this makes it even more appropriate. Looking back upon the previous 100 episodes, I am proud of the kind of movies we watch.
Uh-huh.
We watch movies like The Deer Hunter and Seven Samurai, which are really, you know, like dramatic, you know, series pieces. We watch kids movies. We watch girly films. We watch all sorts of films across the board, mm-hmm. no matter what it is. And that's why we can watch a movie like this on a podcast where we just talked about a poo movie,
uh-huh.
you know, like we just talked about a little kid poo movie.
Yeah.
Before that, we talked about, what was the film we watched? That film was House Bunny, you know. What podcast can you go from The House Bunny to Winnie the Pooh, A Grand Adventure to Triple X?
Yeah.
Like basically what's his face is known for.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel. When I think Vin
Diesel.
Got
a brand new movie coming out too.
What's it called?
Triple X 2, The Return of Xander Cage.
See, here's the funny thing too. I grew up with this movie. Like I never saw it. But
there was also a sequel called Triple X 2.
Triple X 2 with Ice Cube, I believe. Yeah. Which is an interesting choice. Yeah, I remember when this movie came out, there was like all the stuff for it. And I did not know who the main actor, who the main character's name was until I watched this, like just now.
I was like, it's just Vin Diesel.
I didn't know why it was called. I still don't know why it's called Triple X.
Because he's called Agent X.
Oh, wait. Now I do remember why it's called Triple X.
Also, because it's extreme.
Oh!
This is back when the X games were huge and they were like, how many X's can we put in here?
This movie is so fucking extreme, bro.
It's so extreme.
It is off the chain. It is gag me with a spoon gnarly.
Yeah.
It is tubular.
It's gnar.
It's all those things that were cool back
in 2002.
In 2002 when Rocket Power was out.
Yep.
Like it's all that shit. It is it's like a time capsule of mm-hmm. what we thought was cool when we were
yep.
kids. Like I watched this movie now as an adult, you know, in my 40s. No, watching it now. And I'm like, holy shit. Like I used to think this was cool. Like,
yeah.
I used to think all this shit was cool.
Yeah. You remember how I was like, oh man, the X Games are on. This is the best. I want to watch all this stuff.
I want to watch all these BMX shit. Like,
yeah, I don't know what this is. This is cool though.
I can't do any of this. I tried riding a skateboard 2 times and fell off both times. Like,
oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Let me tell you how extreme this movie is. This movie opens with fucking Rammstein, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What song? Du Hast?
No, it was
song?
Not Du Hast. It was a song called Shootout.
Okay, yeah, I've heard that one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so it starts with that, and they're fucking raging, they're playing
yeah.
in a church.
Dude, that's
and
hardcore,
there's fire
bro.
Everywhere, and there's a part where they put, like, they swallow a bunch of gasoline, and then they put, like, a fire mask in front of them, and then they shoot fire out of their mouth.
Whoa, dude,
in front of
awesome.
A big audience full of people wearing sunglasses and leather and shit.
Cool.
Bad as fuck. And all this is occurring. You're wondering, like, what possible reason can
yeah,
this be
why?
There's no real reason for this being, I'll tell you that. Though,
okay.
What the movie starts out with, I wrote, espionage happens.
Ooh.
And we see this blonde-looking dude who eventually, I don't think he, no, it doesn't even matter. There's this dude who steals, like, this little thing. He steals, like, a little, like, gizmo from a guy. Like, it looks like he works at a church or something. And he steals the gizmo from him, but then these bad guys show up and they chase him around the Rammstein concert. And then at the very
with
end,
with this gizmo,
with this little gizmo.
I like that. I like the term gizmo you're using. It's good.
Thank you.
Good.
I'm you know, I'm,
it's a little
like
better
said,
than doohickey. Your last
like
one.
I said, I'm a 40-year-old man.
Yeah.
So this blonde hair guy who stole the thing runs around with the gizmo trying to like keep it away from the bad guys. But the bad guys are also throwing the party that's going on inside
what?
The church. And one of the bad guys has a gun. He's a sniper. I'm
oh,
sure
man.
You saw him later in the movie.
Does he smoke?
He does smoke.
Oh, okay.
He pulls out a gun and he shoots that guy right in the back. And that guy's dead now.
Ooh.
And they all drink and they celebrate because they stole the thing back.
The gizmo.
The doohickey.
Okay.
Is that what you said?
Thingamabob.
The thingamabob. The thingamajig. So
what's he call it?
The oh shit, what's it called? What did Hitchcock refer to it as?
I have no idea.
No? No. Oh, God damn it. How do I not know this? Oh, God, no. It's like the thing that's in the movie that it's like it's the plot of the film, but it's not actually important. Like it could be anything.
Chekhov's gun.
No.
Red herring.
No. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm forgetting this. Oh, well.
Whatchamacallit.
I'll move past it.
Whodunit.
Whodunit. That's what it is. God damn it. I can't believe it. It's killing me. Anyway, so then we're introduced to Sam Jackson. He works for the NSA.
Yeah. His face is messed up.
His face is all burnt.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. He's badass, I guess. and he's there because all of the agents, the guy that we just saw was a government NSA agent, like a spy, who all of them keep getting killed. This is the third person that got killed. Man. And so he proposes the suicide squad tactic. They're going to get a bunch of mercenaries and convicts to go in because then the bad guys won't know that they're a bad guy or that they're agents
because they're so bad. Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
He also says, and this was really annoying. He says that they are programmable. What does he mean by that? How are these convicts programmable?
No idea.
I don't know.
Maybe they're programmers.
Because yeah, he says that they're he says they're the best, they're the brightest, and they're programmable. And
okay, I'm like, what does that mean?
Yeah, how maybe can means you be they the can, brightest and programmable?
Yeah, I feel like they'd have independent thought,
especially if they're fucking convicts.
Yeah, it seems a little odd. Like whatever,
they probably aren't going to react very well to a person ordering them around. Which
I'm going to give you a pro tip, Mike.
Yeah,
don't worry
think about it.
Don't.
So then we see Xander Cage.
Yeah.
I wrote down three X's, which by the way, when I was searching for like information about this movie, holy shit, did a lot of porn come up.
Yeah. It's poor marketing.
It's like XXS Xander.
And I'm like, no. Little X, big X, little X. And it still doesn't, like, Google doesn't pick that up. Google doesn't care about caps. So it's like,
So we see him, he's posing as a valet boy. He gets a car from like
a valet boy.
A valet boy. Like,
oh my God.
Valet. Is that what I should have said? Valet boy.
A valet. Mm, yes.
He steals a really rich guy's car.
Uh-huh.
And like steals it from him and he's driving it away. And the rich guy's like, what the fuck? Why is he taking my car?
He's now, like, I gotta go make a Fast and Furious movie.
That's exactly right. Here's how we are introduced to Xander.
Yes.
Now I'd like to say introduced. What I mean by that is almost every time we're introduced to him in a scene, not just in the movie, in a scene, we have a really big close shot of the fucking tattoo in the back of his neck.
Yeah.
Which is saying XXX on it.
Oh, damn.
Just so we know who he is. I don't know. Why does he have the tattoo on the back of his neck already?
Because it's cool. He likes pornography.
Does he explain that?
He likes pornography. No, they never explain that.
Oh, okay. That actually goes against what I was thinking. Anyway, so he steals the car from the rich guy. He's driving it around. And then he like parks it on the side of the road and all these guys in these trucks come by and they hook up all these cameras to the side of the car.
Okay.
And then he's driving
to do a sick video, like a dirt rally video.
He does this video where it looks like he's live streaming to people online.
Okay.
And
that's modern.
Very modern. You can tell it's live stream, by the way, because the frames per second immediately drop whenever we're seeing it through that camera's point of view. And basically the guy who owned the car, his name is Dick. He's a congressman. And there's two things that he does.
You remember Dick. He's the guy that tried to ban rap music because he feels that the lyrics promote violence. It's music, Dick. He's also the guy that wants to pull every video game off every shelf in the country because he feels that the video games diminish the intelligence of our youth. Now, come on, Dick. It's the only education we got.
All right.
What does that mean?
I was on board up until then.
What does that mean?
Hey, man, I didn't crack open a book. I just play a video game.
I crack open a video game.
That's what I do. I crack open. He's like,
video games, by the way, like when they were trying to pull video games off shelves, which I was totally against, by the way, I will go on record in saying that. But when they were trying to pull them off the shelves, it wasn't because they were saying it makes us dumber. They were saying it's because it makes us more violent.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, stealing a motherfucker's car is the best way of like getting across the
idea. It's my only education. It's all I know.
I don't know what else to do. I played Grand Theft Auto all the time.
Yeah, it was great. It's just stealing cars. That's all you do.
You're playing in this congressman's hands, bro. So to punish him for being a bad man, which he's not a bad man, he just has bad morals or at least dumb opinions, which even if he had dumb opinions, doing a very good job, you're doing a very bad job of arguing against them. He takes the car and he drives it off the side of a bridge, but he jumps out at the last second. He's actually riding the car for a second as it's falling in the air.
Dude, surfing.
It's surfing it. And then he pulls a ripcord and then he's got a big parachute attached to him and he parachutes to safety.
What's the parachute look like?
It doesn't say anything cool on it, okay. As far as I know. I was too busy impressed with the shots that they got. Like, they clearly set up a shit ton of cameras all over the car and all over the place, because they clearly only wanted to do the shot once. Gotta say, they used every fucking frame of all those cameras, because it's like the it was almost like Inception. The car's falling off the bridge, and then it cuts, and then the car's in exactly the same place, and then it cuts, and the car's exactly in the same place in the air.
Nice.
Like, yeah.
Well, you gotta see the extreme shot.
You gotta see how extreme it was.
X.
And here's the other question. So then he lands in safety, and then a bunch of people show up with a bunch of equipment and cameras who are recording the whole thing. Who are these people? How did he get all these people to...
Just the press, man. They're just on their case.
They aren't the press. They work for him.
Live stream.
That's right. I don't know how he pays them. I guess... I don't know how he pays them. Either way. So, that's the thing. We're never given any information as to what Xander does for a living. Later on...
Crime shit.
He does crime. So, later on... blah, 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 blah. So, then Xander arrives home again. He lives in a weird loft. And a bunch of people are there for a party.
Yeah, bro.
Including Tony fucking Hawk. Because that's cool.
Really?
Yes.
That's amazing.
They have one shot of Tony Hawk. Clearly, he wasn't actually there for the whole party, because they only have one shot of him. He's in the back and he's just clapping.
Yeah.
Like, that's what he says.
I did a 900 and still can.
So he's walking in. So Xander's walking into the party and these three men approach him. Now, if you're playing a drinking game with this movie, this is the perfect kind of drinking game to take. Take a drink every time somebody says something horribly outdated. For instance.
Ah, that's my dog. What's up? Today was on. Fuck. You're psycho, bro.
Psycho, that was off the chain.
Yo, yo, yo. Sick. What is up with that crazy trick that we've been hearing about? You pull that?
Like Superman's seat grab barrel roll.
Word.
I said that yesterday. I don't know what you're talking
about. That's not dated at all.
No.
How, and these are like adult white men saying all these things. Like these are not cool teenagers.
Nope.
It doesn't sound natural in their mouths at all. Just like Vin Diesel's dialogue. So then one girl comes up. She works for a video game company, and she says that he's such a cool athlete. She refers to him as an athlete. He's not an athlete. He's a criminal. And she says
that's what he does. He is an athlete.
What does he do? What kind of like extreme stunts?
It sounds like he does motorbikes.
We don't know.
Superman barrel roll thing?
We're never told.
Okay.
What? The Superman barrel roll, I'm pretty sure, was what he did on the back of the car.
Ah, okay.
That's why he referred to it as a seat grab barrel roll. Believe me, I had to watch that scene several times to figure out what he was referring to as well.
Okay.
So she says he's an athlete and they should make a video game off of him. It's really weird.
Oh, BMX XXX. Is that
what it is?
No. That is a game where you can ride as a topless lady on a bike.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
I need to look that one up. Yep. So Xander says he's untouchable. And then all the windows in his loft explode and SWAT breaks in and tranquilizes him. Then he wakes up in a diner.
Oh.
Like a Norm's. And he's sitting at the bar.
What a great life. I've never had that happen before.
Just waking up in a Norm's?
No.
I feel. Yes, you have.
Aww.
So he wakes up in the Norm's and he's like, what's going on? And this fat waitress, and I refer to her as fat for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It comes into play later. She says that some big dudes came and dropped him off about 10 minutes ago. And so he's like looking around. He's looking at her feet. And then he's looking at a bunch of people in the diner. And then he looks over at her and she looks all scared. And she's like shaking when pouring his coffee. And then he like picks up the coffee cup and he sees on a napkin 911. He's like, what's going on? And then the guy to his left, who was like a hunter, pulls out a gun and puts it in his face. And he says he's going to like mug the place. And everyone's all freaked out. And then Xander just fucking smashes everyone to bits. Like he knocks this guy out who pulled a gun, who's going to mug the place. And then there was another guy behind him who had a shotgun who he knocked out as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was supposed to look like a robbery.
Ah.
But then Sam Jackson is there and he gets up and he's like clapping and he's congratulating him. And Xander goes full Sherlock and he points out why all of this was clearly staged and he knew it was staged from the beginning. He's like, that waitress is fat and, you know, she's got cankles and stuff. And she wears these expensive high heels. I had a mom who was a waitress and she would never be wearing expensive high heels if she was a waitress because she was on her feet all the time and she wouldn't have cankles like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like he goes all Sherlock and all like this, everything. He's like, that guy was reading a newspaper and he's a financier,
he's
but it's Sunday, you know, like all this weird shit.
Okay.
So then he's like, who are you guys and why are you doing this to me? And then they tranquilize him again. And then he wakes up.
That's how his programmer was tranquilizing
him. Yeah, they just tranquilize him to the point of being brain dead. Mm-hmm. So then he wakes up in a plane, a bunch of other criminals with him, and they all look kind of similar to him because they're all like bald. And then they toss him out of him. They toss all three of the criminals out of the moving plane, out of a moving plane, and they wind up in Colombia. Now, here's the thing. We and them do not know why they're in Colombia. We and them do not know the people that brought them there, like, at all. We don't know anything that's going on at all. So they're in Colombia, and one of the guys, the criminals, is like, let's just steal a bunch of cocaine. So he starts packing.
As you do in Colombia.
As you do in Colombia. Yeah. And he starts packing away the cocaine. And then drug lords show up, and they knock everybody out, and they all get tied up, and they're tied up in this like little scary barn. And then Danny Trejo shows up, and he's supposed to be like the drug, like God, like the king. He shows up, and everyone's still acting like this is like the FBI still. Like, they're like, oh wow, you look like a good actor. Oh boy. Like, everyone's still like treating this like it isn't a big deal, probably because of what happened earlier. But it's like, at what point, when, because earlier
You know, they hired Danny Trejo. I mean, FBI.
I mean, obviously, you're like a machete, which is funny because he then picks up a machete and it's covered in blood, and he holds it up to Xander Cage's face, and he says, huh, funny thing about that fake blood, it smells like real blood. And it's just like, oh, you shouldn't have been an asshole because you really did get caught by a bunch of fucking Colombian drug lords, you idiots. So then they get in this big fight. And then after they get in a big fight with Trejo, bombs just start going off. Yeah. Helicopters show up bombing the place. Why?
Boring.
Boring. This scene was boring. We need explosions. Yeah. Helicopters show up and they're bombing everything. And it's just like, who are these people?
Doesn't matter. Blow it
up. Doesn't matter. They're blowing everything up. Xander gets loose and he takes one of the criminals for some reason. And he runs with the criminal and he tries to like help the criminal out. And he's like, hey, everything's going to be okay. And then all the bombs start going off. And he's like, I'm going to try to find a safe place out of here. But it's like, how? Because bombs are going off. There's not a safe place. So then he comes across a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And.
Yes.
Ethan.
Yes.
So he takes the motorcycle.
Yes.
And he's flying. He's like driving around.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he sees a guy up on like a watchtower with like a sniper. And I don't know how he did this, Ethan, but he managed to flip that fucking motorcycle to the height of the watchtower without a single. Like, there was no ramp at all. By sheer force of muscle, he managed to pull the motorcycle up so he could knock the guy out with the motorcycle.
That's amazing.
He does this several times, by the way. He's literally flying on this motorcycle.
Yeah.
Finally, he thinks it's safe. He goes, takes the motorcycle to the guy that he said he was going to save. Even though, how are you both going to get out of there with a tiny little motorcycle? You both are clearly not going to fit on that thing. And then all the bushes around them are actually agents in ghillie suits, and they stand up. And it was the FBI surrounding him, but it wasn't like, and then this is a weird scene, right? Because then the FBI guys are like, yeah, you're really in Colombia and those are really drug lords that we just killed. But then why are you like, were you observing the entire time? Like,
yeah, they want to make sure he was good.
That's basically what they're saying is like, you pass with fine colors. Like afterwards, Sam Jackson shows up and he offers, you know, Xander a job. He's like, look, you know, you passed with fine colors. We saw you acting brave and courageous and you tried to help a guy. You know, you're perfect for the job. And Xander says, no way.
Yeah, man, working for the government is Sir Squares.
Because they aren't easily programmable, Jackson. So then Sam Jackson says that instead, if he doesn't do what he says, if he doesn't take the job, he's going to throw him in fucking jail forever.
Cool.
Because
now he knows he has that program where they get criminals.
Well, that's the thing is Xander's like, well, what do you have on me? And I'm like, they picked you up at your apartment loft right after you just did an incredibly illegal move of stealing a man's car, destroying it, like all this and crazy, crazy shit. So Sam Jackson says, look, man, you got three strikes on you. Three X's, if you will.
Mm.
So I'm like, that's why the movie's called Triple X. But that doesn't explain why he has a tattoo already of three X's on the back of his neck.
I think he said the triple X's because Sam Jackson probably saw the tattoo and was like,
probably like
a good joke about this.
But then why is the tattoo there already?
It doesn't matter, man. It's because it's extreme. Because
it's so extreme.
One X, two X. Gotta go all the way.
All three X's.
Yep.
I need four. So yeah, it should have been that should have been it.
Yeah.
What if they make
four X the return of the
X? What if they make
X.
five of them? It'll be X X X X.
X, 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 X.
Because X is five. No, it's V is 5 in Roman numerals. So they have to make 10. They have to make 10 of them, and then they can have XXXX.
And they just call it, so by then it'll be so long, they'll just call it X.
They'll just call it
the X.
It'll be the Fast and Furious thing, where they just start dropping letters, like words out of the title.
Oh, that's going to be like Rocky Balboa, where they're just like, let's just call it X.
It's just... So then he gets sent to Prague because he's like, he has to take the job.
Okay.
And he gets sent there. And
finally,
he,
now I know where we are, kind of.
Finally. And he meets with a member of the secret police whose name is Milan, I think his name is.
Okay.
Whatever. Doesn't matter. But he's a member of the secret police.
What's he look like?
He's got a big nose.
Okay.
He's got a big nose. He's got a long jacket, trench coat.
Okay.
Whatever. So they get paired up. And of course, Xander is a criminal. So he's like, look, man, you don't tell me what to do. And he's like, okay. It's like, well, then why'd you hire him? So then he's there, and Milan, or whatever, the secret policeman, takes him to a bar, which has the main baddie, the main villain.
Long-haired Russian dude.
Yes. Who kind of looks like a knockoff, what's his name? The guy who was in Phantom of the Opera. I shouldn't have said that to you. You don't know what that is.
Nope.
300. He was the main guy in 300.
Gerard Butler?
Gerard Butler.
Gerard Butler. Look, I got you halfway there.
You got me there, bud. So, yeah, that's what he looks like, audience. Picture in your mind.
But a weird budget version with long hair.
Yes. So he goes to the bar, and the secret policeman is there as well. And then secret police guy's like, look, he's over there, right over there. You know, so just be quiet, we'll lay low. And Xander. So he literally just walks up to the main bad guy and says, hey, you got a cop in your establishment. And just fucking sells the guy out right in front of him.
Nice.
And they kick him out. Like, they kick the guy out. And, but it's perfect because now they trust him.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, it was a smart move. So, we meet with the bad guy, and, we also meet the bad guy's main, like this lady, this crazy lady.
Mm-hmm.
She's got crazy eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And so Xander says the whole reason he's there is because he wants to buy cars from them.
Yeah.
And
he's got now that stealing car business.
Now he's just buying them up. Luckily, I don't know if this comes into play later, but luckily.
Got a huge loan.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
The main guy's brother is a humongous fan of his, of Xander Cage.
Okay.
Like, he's seen him online. And so they know they can trust him as well. Because
on the internet. Just glorifies criminals.
Exactly. And he's a criminal. So, everyone's okay with that. You know what I mean?
It's cool.
And like, the main bad guy's brother is like an adult. Like, it's not like a child. He's like, I know who Xander Cage is. Like, it's like an all grown man.
Yeah.
So,
people have their hobbies, you know?
That's right.
Following criminals online, seeing what they do.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
everyone, you know?
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else.
I was going to make a Trump joke, but it's a bit low ball.
Okay.
So, anyway, so they are, so he says, okay, I want a bunch of cars. We're going to buy cars from you. And then what's his called? Then the villain, the scary man, I'm losing my mind. The crazy lady is like, okay, well, you are a ugly, stupid man. And Xander's like, ooh, chill out, girl. Chill out. You think you'd be able to chill out because you got a heart of ice.
What? Did you just make that up?
No. He says that she's got a heart of ice.
Okay.
And then he goes, if you can find it.
I'm glad he devolves into like a middle schooler.
So they basically insult and nag each other, and they get he gets their personal bank account information so that they can have the wire transfer to them. And then he spends the rest of the night hanging out with them. So the next day he goes to the police headquarters with Milan, or whatever the fuck his name is, and he gives them all the information that they want because he hung out with them all night. So he gives them like all their names, he gives them their bank account number, all that information.
Cool.
And it's perfect. And so he's like, look, I want to leave. I got what you wanted. And Sam Jackson's like, nope, you got to get in closer with him. And he's like, this is bullshit. But he does it. so then he meets up with the most annoying character in the movie. It's like this weapons guy. He's like an American. Do you know who he is?
Oh, he's like a tech guy. He's call him Nerd or something.
Yeah, I don't know what his name is. So he meets up with him, and he shows Xander a bunch of like cool guns that he made. He's got cool bullets. They're cool bullets. Like, one of the bullets is
I made of ice.
A trank.
So you can kill someone and then leave no trace.
Yeah. It's like a trank. They got a tranquilizer bullet.
Uh-huh.
They've got a bullet that shoots a person and lodges into them and then like explodes a bunch of red paint. And it looks like they're dead, but they aren't dead.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
It's pretty cool. And they've got all this like crazy shit. He also has these creepy binoculars, which are X-ray binoculars.
And he looks at I was like, how can you make binoculars even more creepy?
And he looks at a girl and he looks her up and down. But of course, it's this isn't an R movie. This is a PG-13 movie, right?
I think it's PG-13
because it's an X-ray. It's X-ray binoculars, but you don't see any actual butt or boob or anything. It's just like her underwear. And then the guy's like, "Every teenager's biggest dream," and it's like, "Yep, that's exactly what this movie is."
Yep.
So then he shows him the bullets and the gun and stuff, and then the guy goes, and Xander like pulls out the gun. And he does all this cool shit with it to show like he knows how to use guns.
Knocked over a few 7-Elevens, have we?
Nah, I had my leg in a cast for about 3 months, and all I did was play first-person shooter video games.
That's a really sad story.
Huh. What?
It was fucking weird.
Okay.
I just love it. It's like, Siege kids, I relate to you. I am into video games just as you are. I love the first-person shooter variety of video games.
Have you heard of Doom? What about... Call of Duty wasn't around back then. GoldenEye!
I love GoldenEye, actually. So... Xander goes, he picks up the cars, and when he picks up the cars, then the secret police and all of NASA and all them are like, NSA and the secret police are like looking over this whole exchange, and then the idiot NSA agent breaks these giant fucking windows, and instantly the bad guy and Xander, well, the bad guy pulls a gun on Xander. He's like, who's here? Who's here? Like, you know, we clearly can't trust you. And then Xander pulls a gun on the bad guy and goes, "You must have a sniper here." Like, he just doubles down on the lie. And then they both trust each other again. They're like, "We have to go kill this guy." And so Xander gets in his new car and the bad guy's in the car with him. And he drives and he pulls out the gun and he uses the bullet that he was just given that looks like he can kill a person, but can't actually kill him. And he shoots the agent guy. And then the crazy lady sees this. And everyone now trusts Xander as a bad guy because he just fucking shot a guy. Like, he just shot... like an agent. So then they bring Xander to their lavish mansion.
Yeah.
And he hangs out there and then he wakes up. He wakes up early. No, wait, even before that, he makes out with the crazy lady.
Oh,
it
cool.
And then she says, "Do not get used to this. It will never happen again." But of course it will.
What?
I'm sure. So then he goes to the lavish mansion. He wakes up really early so that he can like sneak and look around and spy and shit. But then he sees the crazy lady's doing the same thing. And she's like looking around and she's taking pictures of all the safes and stuff. And then he confronts her, and then they realize they're both on the same side. And then they're like, "Let's go get some lunch." So they go to get some lunch. And while they get some lunch, we see the bad guy gets a phone call from a mysterious person who totally sells Xander out.
Oh no.
So they're out to lunch. The crazy lady and Xander are out to lunch. And then the crazy lady gets a call from Xander after they both like start talking to each other and learning more about each other. And the crazy lady gets a call from the boss, bad guy.
I was confused. I was like, Xander gave him.
I'm terribly sorry.
No,
mix them up. The boss calls her and says, "Hey, we can't trust him. The sniper's in the window and he's about to he's going to shoot Xander. All you need to do is take him outside." So now she has a choice to make. Like, because the thing is, and she tells Xander this too, it's like, if he goes outside, he's shot. But if he doesn't go outside, it's going to look like she just sold him up the river and she's going to get killed too.
Yeah.
So it's like a catch 22, you know? So then Xander's like, "What am I going to do?" So what does he do with it?
So Xander does.
By the way, it's called a MacGuffin. I finally figured it out.
A MacGuffin.
A MacGuffin is a thing that is in the movie and moves the plot forward, but isn't actually imperative to the story of the film.
Well.
Yes.
Speaking of MacGuffins. So... we went through the whole thing, and this is when they expose, like, you know, she's like, "I'm working for this other place, you know?"
Yes, I'm working. What is she working for?
She's working for Russia.
Oh, of course. Mother Russia.
And, you know, Vin Diesel's like, "Okay, cool, what do you want?" And she's like, "Well, if you are who you say you are, I want immunity and to go back to America."
Yep.
Or go to America.
Mm-hmm.
And Vin's like, "I don't know about Anarchy 99. I don't know what that is.
yeah, that's, I'm sorry, that's the bad guy's like group.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, so they're gonna go out the front door. So what he does is they come out the front door and he's like, "He still loves you, right?" She's like, "Yeah."
Yeah, the sniper loves him.
The smoking sniper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
he's a smoking gun.
So she's like, "Okay." And then he's like, "Come with me." So he holds her close and walks with her towards the window. So she doesn't get shot.
Right.
And then all of a sudden he sees a waiter and smacks a waiter tray out from him. It's a big shiny metal one. And he's like, "Yeah, what's up?" And they starts, and then he hits her because he realizes that he's been sold out by her. That's the play they're going for.
Right.
So then he tries to escape out the front door, and he grabs a plate and shines it in the guy's face, the sniper's face.
Clever.
And he's like, oh, my eyes. And Vin Diesel's like, yeah, check this shit. He gets on the silver. He jumps up, gets on the silver plate and grinds down.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does. And he grinds down the staircase and starts shooting guns and shit. And he's grinding. I don't actually think he shoots guns, but he does do some grinding and he jumps to the next set. Jumps to the next set and it's like, damn, this movie's off the chains.
Off the chains? There's multiple chains.
There's multiple chains.
Ethan, this is the first thing you're seeing in the movie. Yep. Are you confused at all as to what's going on?
I don't know.
You
I
just
like,
accepted it, right?
I like it. I like it. He grinds down the sick rail with that same tray. And then he gets down the end. He's like, yeah.
He used a tray to
I escaped. And then immediately gets kidnapped. And put in the back of a car.
Oh, boy. Oh, Xander. What you got yourself into now?
So, what happens is he actually gets kidnapped by Sam Jackson, his boss.
Ooh.
He brings him to an opera house, and Vin Diesel's like, ooh. Oh, kill me. This is already the worst.
God, I don't like opera. Yeah. I like rock music.
And video games.
Oh, video games.
So Sam Jackson's like, hey,
uh-huh.
You need to go home. You need to go home now. Like, we're done here. We're just going to sweep the whole team and just kill all of them.
Holy shit.
Since we got enough information. Uh-huh. He's like, wait, but I just told this girl to go back in and get more information. So then
you're
she can
kill
get
her.
Out, and he's like, "Yeah, she'll be fine. We'll keep track of her, whatever." And he's like, "Okay." But then he's like, "I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna go get her." And Sam Jackson's like, "No, you need to go home. She's done some shady stuff. Her and her friends like made some large bank transfers to a bioweapon manufacturer.
Oh,
so she's kind of like a bad dude." And then so he's like, ignore her. Just let her be whatever.
Let her die.
Yeah, she's not doing anything good.
Yeah. Look at her. She's crazy.
Yeah, she's crazy.
Yeah.
And he's like, she's a good person. And he walks away. And he doesn't ignore it. And he goes straight to where she is, to the castle.
It's almost like they aren't programmable and like you can't control them.
Exactly. Well, Sam Jackson made a fatal mistake.
Big time.
He should have strapped their necks with bombs or whatever.
That's right. Because then it's much easier to control them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Everything goes 100% to plan.
I never saw that movie.
So,
wait, did you see it?
Yeah.
Did you want to commit suicide afterwards?
Only in a squad. So then Vin goes and breaks into the castle area and he's sneaking around. It's like all these Russians and stuff. He's putting some bombs on some cars and some like motorbikes and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And he sneaks his way in. He sees the lady enter.
Mm-hmm.
And then we cut to where the lady's point of view, crazy lady's point of view.
Right.
And what they do is they go to where the bad guys are and they reveal Ahab. It's this crazy submarine that I guess goes super freaking far.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, what's the point of this thing? He's like, it does all the crazy stuff and it goes really far. And
dropping off presents to all the good little boys and girls.
Okay. That doesn't explain anything.
Nope. Now, as an audience member, I'm still confused.
The best part about this sub, though,
uh-huh.
is they painted Ahab in this horrible, like, some guy was like, they got this, it's huge, it's high tech, sleek looking. And this guy's just painting Ahab on the side. Like, this is what the name of the thing is. That's how Marina is.
Look what I did, boss.
Exactly.
I told you not to do that on the side of the
it'll ruin the aerodynamics. It'll corrode the paint. I don't know.
It looks terrible.
Yeah.
We wanted this thing to be stealthy. Why is there a giant fucking Ahab written on the side of it?
It's not that big. It's just bad.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so the bad guy is like, now I'm going to do evil stuff.
Woo-hoo.
So he congratulates all scientists. He's like, good job. And he leaves the room and shuts the door.
Then he kills them.
And then
here's a scientist and they're expensive.
This weird rocket that they're loading into the thing. It has this two, like it has blue and it has orange mix and they start mixing. And all the scientists look at it and go, oh, and they're all freaking out. And he's like, yes, yes, I'm evil. And he starts, the mixture gets all black and it starts launching. And it's like, oh no. And you see this guy come up and he's like, let me out, let me out. And he's
oh,
all, and
no.
I think, I don't know, I guess he's speaking German, I think. It sounds like German.
Czechoslovakian, and, probably.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Is that a language?
Is it? Oh God, Cracky Carter. Keep going.
So he then goes and this guy's just banging on the door and he's like, haha, you're like a little white rat. Haha, you can't let escape. And then there's this dude who's like faking dying and then they launch this rocket up in the air and it hits the ceiling. He couldn't just like detonate it. He has to launch it. It hits the ceiling and smoke goes everywhere and then everyone dies. And Xander sees this. Crazy lady sees this, you know, And they're just like, whoa, this is so crazy. Like, this is horrible. I have to go tell someone. So Vin's like, I'm bailing. And he tries to leave, but he gets caught. And all these people are like, oh my gosh, we have an intruder. So they start shooting at him and stuff. And he's like, I gotta escape. So what he does is he hops on a motorcycle and just has this, just tries driving away. Uh-huh. And all these dudes are shooting at him. And some dudes get on motorcycles and start following him. And then he gets, the drawbridge starts going up. And he just makes this
sick. Of course, he's gonna make a jump.
And he makes this sick jump.
Yeah.
And instead of just doing a jump, he does a Superman off the seat. And then he pulls out a gun and shoots some dudes while in the air. It's amazing.
Maybe that's that super gun, the Superman thing.
Barrel roll thing. Superman barrel. I don't know. He didn't roll, so.
But he did a Superman.
He did a Superman. Man, it was crazy. And he lands. And then this other dude comes up and jumps over and follows him. And he's in the air. And then Xander just looks at him and goes, bye-bye, and presses a button. And all the motorbikes explode.
Damn!
Because he knew what he was going to do. Because
he's smart.
He was thinking ahead.
Yeah.
Thinking ahead. So he goes back to, I guess, his safe house. And this long-haired dude sits there. I assume it's that guy, the first guy, the police guy you're talking
about. Probably he's the policeman, yeah.
He's like, you think you're getting the spy business and get all this? I'm going to betray you. And he's like.
He sold him out, didn't
he? Yeah. I think he must
fucking
be the one
got
sold
shot.
Okay, he must be the one who sold him out.
Yeah.
And he's like, I betray you too. And he's like, Xander's like, oh no, you got me. And then all of a sudden, bang, 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 bang. And it's the crazy lady. She killed that dude.
Oh, good.
Through the wall. And he's all like, what's going on? She's like, I'm part of Russia's secret service. And he's like, oh, whoa, that's crazy.
Accent is impeccable as always.
Yeah, of course.
By the way, Czech is a language.
Okay.
Czech or Bohemian is a West Slavic language.
Okay.
There we go.
I bet Czech was a language. It's like Czechoslovakian was a...
Yeah, it's not the word for it. Yeah.
Okay, so... I guess at this point, he's like, oh, that's cool. And she's like, yeah. And then Sam Jackson calls him up on his little, like, television screen.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I plan for you to disobey those orders, but I can't offer her asylum. So I thought, like, why wouldn't he just tell him to do the thing then if he planned this whole thing?
Yeah, exactly.
I guess it's because then he would be like, well, I want this girl safe. And he'd be like, I can't do that. So now it's like, okay, I can't offer her asylum in the US, so she's on her own. And now you really have to come home, like, for real now, since you did, you know, that thing and got intelligence on this submarine that's gonna kill everyone.
Yeah.
And they leave, and then she's like, I still want to do the assignment I came out to do, despite the Russian government kind of backing out. So she's in, like, the spy sec that's still undercover, kind of.
Uh-huh.
And she has contacts with some spies, it sounds like.
Of course.
And he's like, yeah, man, you should do a fuck authority. He doesn't actually say that, but, like, that's basically what he says.
That would be, I mean, you know, that'd be in the lines of this film.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So then, Vin Diesel's like, I'm going to help you. And goes this geek guy who puts on a bunch of guns in this car.
Yes.
He's like, I want all these inside of it. And he's like, okay. So he goes, talks to the remaining Russian spies and comes up with a plan. So there's all these, like, other spies, and it's like a small task force, maybe like 40 people or so.
Uh-huh.
And they're all looking and they're reading at this thing, and he's translating. And then he's like, okay, I need a plane to get in there, because he's going to go and take out this communications tower.
Right.
So then they can go in and sneak in and, you know, stop the submarine.
Right.
So they go in, and to get in there, he flies in an airplane, and then he gets on a snowboard.
Oh, God.
And he's like,
oh, God.
Yeah, fuck this shit, and jumps right off the airplane and parachutes down, lands on the snow, unclips his parachute, and then just books it, like, super hardcore down the hill. And it's like, yeah, this
so
is cool.
Extreme.
It's so extreme. And, like, heavy metal music's playing the whole time. It's all like, yeah, hear me, all stuff. And then it's like, goes super fast. He's going towards the tower, and I'm like, man, they're going to see him. Sure enough, they see him. They see him coming, and they're like, oh, we got to kill him. We're going to get him with the snowmobile. So they go,
awesome.
So they jump on the snowmobiles, like, yeah, they're going towards the snowboarder.
Right.
Mr. Vin Diesel. And Vin Diesel's like, oh, they're coming. All right, I have a surprise for him. So he stops, looks at him, goes,
How does he stop so quickly?
Well, he's on, like, an edge of a cliff, so it's kind of like a flatter area. So he does the slide and stops and looks and goes, Then he pulls out two grenades, pops them, throws him behind him, and starts a fucking avalanche. And then he races down with the avalanche behind him as fast as he can. It's amazing. And he's just going and going. And these guys just go, what the fuck? And they turn around. They're like, we can't escape. And you just see these dudes getting killed by this avalanche as it crushes them all.
Shit.
And he's just snowboarding down.
How does the avalanche look?
Like, honestly, It's about 70%, 80% good.
Okay.
Like most, for the most part, it looks all right. There's parts where it's like, but
it might be CG.
Yeah, the parts where the guys get crushed is kind of, right. It looks pretty good, honestly.
Because I was going to say, there's a lot of fucking insane stunts in this film. I'm wondering if anybody died on the set of this.
Like, yeah. It's crazy.
Jinx.
I can't talk now. Podcast over.
Well, everybody, thank you.
So they try to run away. He escapes. Or no, he doesn't escape. So to escape the avalanche, he gets to like the very bottom of the hill, almost close to the communication tower. And there is a bad, like a super bad Russian, because you kind of like get someone to like almost escape.
Right.
And some dude like crawls on the back, like grabs on the back of his snowmobile and is like, I got to escape too. Because, you know, turning around is hard on a snowmobile so quickly.
Right.
And the bad dude just shoots him off and is like, fuck off, dude. He's bad. He needs to go fast on his cart.
Right.
So he goes and jumps into the, like goes and makes it and jumps into the communications tower. And he's like, yeah, I'm safe.
Jeez.
The only guy who makes it. Well, Xander, on the other hand, jumps up higher up to this.
How does he manage to jump?
I think it's a ramp. And okay. He just climbs up to it, I think.
Oh, okay.
So he gets up there. He climbs up on this like really tall antenna, mm-hmm. and the avalanche is still coming. So it just hits him, but he's at the top. So it barely hits him as much.
Right.
And then the avalanche comes and just murders that dude in the communication tower. So he takes out the communication tower with an avalanche. Which makes you think. He could have just dropped those grenades from the plane.
And then like left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meh. This is cool.
Well,
anyway.
You know what? It looks a lot cooler.
It looks way cooler. And then the best part is he gets, stupid. Oh, it's so good.
He rode an avalanche.
Yep.
Yeah, what happened next?
So the avalanche is covering him. You just see it's quiet, pops up from the snow, and he just says,
nothing like fresh powder.
And then he immediately gets captured by the bad guys.
You fucking idiot. How did they get there so quickly? An avalanche just fucking leveled their entire base.
They just got, that wasn't their entire base. It was the communication tower off to the side. So okay. Another base.
So they're like, let's go
over
there.
Let's go check this avalanche. It's probably going to kill all our friends. We should go check that out.
Oh my God.
So they capture him, and the bang got bad guys like, I knew she was a spy the whole time, because they have her also tied up as well.
But then why did you give her so much responsibility?
I don't know. He said some dumb reason.
He's
of like,
a liar.
I was just having fun and toying with her. Ha ha ha. And he's like, it's a big long speech about how I'm going to do bad things and rule everything. And oh no, boom, explosion happens. And the Russians, the spy squad shows up and it's like, yeah, we're going to shoot up this whole place.
Ugh.
And they you know, blast up a whole place. And everyone's like, oh no. So they start running and stuff. And the bad dude, he's like, they go deeper into the fortress area. And the bad dude's like, I want to get out. And he jumps on this boat. Or don't, he launches a submarine, puts the buttons down.
That's right.
And says, come on, baby, let's go. So the submarine starts going, and he's like, yeah, and gets on a boat, starts driving off too. And they're about ready to go get him, but a sniper is like pinned him down. It's a sniper, you know, the smoking gun.
Smoking gun, that's right.
And, this, you know, same sniper, our favorite friend.
The one that's in love with the lady.
Yes, exactly. So Vin Diesel shows up a little bit later and is like, what's going on, guys? He's like, we're pinned down by a sniper. And he's like, huh, what?
I'm going to dress up like a lady.
Why would you do that? No.
Okay.
Even better. Oh. He looks down and sees a bazooka.
No!
And he's like,
you got a bazooka? Dude, stop thinking Prague Police and start thinking PlayStation. Blow shit up.
No! 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 No!
So
no!
He grabs,
no,
so
he did not say
he
that.
He said that exact word.
Oh my God.
He said that exact word.
It's like that line in Inception where he's like when what is it? Tom Hardy's like, you know, you're dreaming. Like think like you're in a dream.
Yeah.
Except for it's fucking PlayStation.
Yep, it's PlayStation. So the guy, the Russian guy, says, it's actually a heat-seeking rocket.
Oh.
He's like, oh. So he grabs it and he says, yeah, that guy's smoking all the time. Shoots it and it finds him. It turns around like a bunch of times and blows the dude up because he's smoking. And he says, I always knew cigarettes would kill him.
Also, it's a heat-seeking rocket, and you're in the middle of a bunch of fucking snow. Like, of course it's gonna find him, even if he wasn't smoking.
It would also find, it might just turn right around and kill the person.
Get to the thing that's closest to him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's so dumb.
That is so dumb.
That is so PlayStation.
That is so PlayStation.
I thought he was going to use the bazooka to like rocket jump.
No, no, no.
And like punch him in the face
something. He just used a bazooka. He blows shit up.
He does blow shit up.
So bad guy this. Is going with the speedboat, goes a different way than the submarine. So they're like, oh, I got to kill him. And then Vin Diesel's like starting to shoot him. Can't shoot him. And the guy goes, give me a better shot. And he's like, okay. boom, just shoots him a bunch of times and kills him.
Okay.
And he's like, oh, I've been hit. And then he blows up. And he runs into a wall. Whatever. Bad guy's dead. It's over.
Right.
So now they're like, okay, now we have to stop the submarine. We got like 30 minutes till it hits the city. Luckily, Geek Man shows up with his pimped out car.
Oh, damn.
It looks inside. It looks insane. It looks like a Back to the Future went nuts on it. It's got like the dashboard just insane. There's tons of buttons everywhere.
Uh-huh.
It's great. So they start driving.
Does it matter?
I'm getting there.
Okay.
So they start driving towards there, and Lay's with them. And she's like, what are you going to do? Like, all this stuff is useless. She starts reading this manual that the guy gave him.
Right.
He's like, this is all rockets and explosive stuff. This is all useless. If we do that, it'll just blow up and send the toxins everywhere.
Right.
And he's like, there's got to be something in there good. So they keep driving.
Did he make this car?
Yeah, but he didn't know exactly what they were going to need it for. He just wanted a badass car, I think.
But he's like, keep looking in the manual. Just ask me what's in the car.
Well,
I made this car.
His friend might have put some extra stuff in it, too. I don't know.
Okay, fine. I forgot what I put in this car.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly. So Sam Jackson at this point is like, we got to blow up that submarine. They're like, well, it's going to kill those people in there. And he's like, one city's better than all those other rockets it's going to blow up.
Right,
because
right.
It's going to launch rockets in the air and do other things. And Finn's like, I'm not gonna let that happen. I'm not gonna let it explode. So they're driving. And it's a long chase scene. Uh-huh. It's actually pretty good because he does all these things,
a lot of tricks, and
like
stunts.
He explodes like a potato cart to drive through it.
Right.
It's all right.
All right.
And then he eventually shoots a grappling hook onto the sub. Jumps on it. By jumping, he shoots off a parachute. The parachute is a giant American flag parachute.
He loves his parachutes.
He's got American flag one in Prague. So he's just like, look at me, motherfucker. I'm America.
I'm America.
And he's just flying above it. And it's like, oh no, there's a bridge. He's going to get cut off because flying above it. So he then ziplines off the parachute, like the grappling hook attached to the parachute, ziplines down to it. He's like, yeah, I got this shit. And then I'm like, how's he going to defuse this? And he's like, he looks at it and is like, I don't. So the rockets start coming up from the top of the submarine.
Yeah.
And also one other thing I noticed is that every single important person is in Prague, like Sam Jackson's there, and they're like, maybe we should get away from this.
Yeah,
and
maybe we should leave.
These fighter jets are gonna come and blow.
Why is Sam Jackson here? Why does he send some lowly middleman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Yeah.
But so the way he disables the sub is the rocket's about ready to shoot up. It's got the mixins starting to mix, and he's like, take this shit. Pulls the rocket out, turns it upside down,
no,
puts it back down into the thing.
Wow.
And I'm like, what does that even do?
Yeah. He's thinking like a PlayStation.
So then he says, tension's up. Things are beeping. Things are going. The jets have just been called off. It's only the last minute. What's he going to do? And he says, right before he hits the button, he says, welcome to the Zanderzone. And then boom, it just jumps off the boat and the boat rocket sinks it all the way down to the ground and everything's fine.
Good thing he was in the middle of the ocean.
It wasn't the middle of the ocean, it's the middle of Prague.
That's exactly fucking right. Where's it gonna go?
It just goes down. I guess it's disabled.
I can't see it anymore. It's fine.
Maybe it's not waterborne. Maybe it gets diluted in the water.
A sub?
No. The explosive gas.
Oh, okay.
Because it shoots gas in the air.
It's like gonna kill a lot of fish.
Maybe not. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's only goes through air. And water can suppress it. I don't know.
I don't know.
It might have said that at one point, but it went in a throwaway line. I didn't think about it.
Yeah.
So then everyone's like, oh no, Xander sacrificed himself. He's died. And Lee's like, oh no, crazy Lee's like, I'm so sad. And
if only I could kiss him one last time.
Oh, she did kiss him earlier already. And she's like, remember that time I wasn't going to kiss you? And then
I lied.
I lied. Yeah. So he did it. And then he washes up on shore. And everyone's like, oh my God, he's alive. He just looks at her and goes, Bora Bora. Does that mean anything? Okay. And then...
I feel like I remember something about this, but I'm not 100%.
Okay. Anyway, next scene, they're in Bora Bora, and it's great. He's got no shirt on. She's all like ripped, not ripped.
She's ripped.
She's pretty ripped. She's in shape.
Yeah. They're both ripped.
They're both, in swimsuits and stuff, and she's like, oh, rubbed down with this, stuff because you get burned or whatever. And then Sam Jackson appears on the this Motorola telecom thing. I've never seen
that. It's a little Motorola video phone.
And he appears as like,
terrible.
I heard where you are. You passed your last test with flying colors. I think the test is called the Gibbons test. I don't know if that means anything.
Not at all.
You passed the Gibbons test. you can come back now, come to work now or whatever. And he's like, whatever. And then they just go swimming in the ocean. And the movie's
yeah,
over.
Why would he ever return? Yeah. This sounds like a shitty situation for everybody who's involved at the
even
NSA.
Though they tracked him, because he's like, we can see you on the satellite, so I know you're there. Mm-hmm. He's like, bye. Just swims in the water off.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it sure is a film.
Man, I love this movie. It's so dumb.
It is the dumbest.
It is just like...
It's like, really funny.
It's really funny because of how dumb it is.
Yes.
All the dialogue is terrible.
Very.
Every one of his lines is amazing, though, because how terrible it is. Like...
Yeah. What really, like, is in the clinch for me is the action is insane.
The action, yeah, that's the thing. It's like,
really good.
If the action wasn't so good... I would be like, this would be boring shit. But yeah. Like the fact that the action is over the top and happens all the time.
Yes.
And it's just the
dumbest, most ridiculous
and
reason.
Yeah. And it's the most extreme things on X. And yeah. It's just, you can totally see that they're appealing to that audience that loves X games or whatever. And they're like, what are kids like? Well, how about we put guns in like stuff? And then
let's put guns in video games and BMX shit in it.
Yeah. It'd be great. Done. PG-13. We'll get it. We'll nail it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if it worked. I don't know how well this movie did. Obviously, there's a sequel and there's another sequel coming out soon. So,
will you watch this new sequel now that you've seen half of this film?
I actually read a review on the new sequel and they're like, it's as dumb as the first one and the action's just as crazy. So if you turn off your brain, it's fun. I'm like, that sounds pretty good. Sounds pretty good.
I enjoyed this film as far as like just witnessing kind of like it is just a weird time capsule.
Yeah.
Like going back and seeing not just like the stuff that was popular back then, but how movies were made back then.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of cliches that have really fallen by the wayside.
Like bioweapon manufacturer. That's not something you see much anymore.
Bad video screens.
Yeah.
With poorly, like you can't understand or read the text on them.
Yeah.
Insane future technology.
Yeah.
That looks bad. Bad girls who are sexy and villainous and weird. Like, there's a lot of weird cliches in this film that you don't see very often anymore.
I will say, the woman in this film is treated much better than the ones in the Pitch Black and Chronicles of Riddick.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I prefer
despite
these,
not being written very well.
I prefer these to any of those Pitch Black
movies. Oh, yeah.
This movie was way better than those movies.
Oh, so much fun.
It was kind of long, but it was fun.
No, it wasn't long. It just kept going and it was amazing.
Maybe it was just because it was the first half.
The first half, yeah. I was thinking that. I'm like, there's so much action at the end of this. I bet there was a bunch of setup at the beginning.
There were two or three really good fucking set pieces at the first half of this film.
Okay, like, that's okay. That's
at least
acceptable.
One that was like solid.
It's about an hour.
Like, the thing is, I'd watch this. I'd totally watch this totally with a group of people. Like, this movie's, there's so many things to like. Like, the action is really great. Like you said, the lines are insanely bad.
They're
but
so bad.
Read in such a really funny way.
Yeah.
Like, it's this, it's super weird. Like, it's like self-aware kind of, but it doesn't, you know what?
It feels like it's self-aware, but doesn't really know it is. It's like,
yeah, yeah.
This is dumb. I still like it.
It's just smart enough to know like that the audience doesn't care about like the smallest things.
It's like someone came through and was like, this doesn't make sense. And they're like,
Matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's going to be an awesome set piece.
This gets Xander into the middle of an explosion.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it doesn't make any sense.
And like, why do these people pop it? Like, I feel like, especially because every time he gets through a huge thing, that thing he just did didn't matter.
Yeah.
Because then someone comes and captures him right away.
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
I liked this movie.
I liked this movie a lot.
I would definitely rewatch this film.
Me too.
This is the best.
I was so surprised how much I liked it. Because I had no expectations going. Like,
not at all.
This is the dumb triple X movie.
It made me kind of want to see this new one.
Yeah.
Like, kind of, yeah. Like, and it's funny too, because like this one spawned a sequel with Ice Cube, and then that didn't make any more after that.
No.
You know, so clearly
something with Xander Cage.
Well, it's clearly not just Xander Cage. It's clearly Vin Diesel's just doing an amazing job of this character.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. Which is funny too, because he's so old now. I wonder how he's going to look in this new film.
He doesn't age that much though.
Yeah. He's like a
something to do it. When you have a bald
it's like
head,
a Keanu Reeves,
kind of Keanu Reeves situation. I think when you have less hair,
really,
when you're bald, you know, watching this, I was like,
would you like to say that about Mike from Breaking Bad as well?
Well, you know, hey, we've only seen him old.
That's, you know what? I saw him in Gremlins and he looks exactly the same.
Okay, see? Yeah, time capsule.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this film.
So good.
I recommend this to people to watch.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. If you want to, I mean, just know what you're getting into. The plot makes no sense.
It's so bad.
And so
it's
dumb.
So much fun.
Oh,
this is one of the more fun movies we've seen for this podcast, yeah. I'd say.
I'm pretty surprised by it. A good 100th 100th episode.
Happy 100 episodes, Ethan. Mm-hmm. And you know what, guys? Thanks for sticking around for 100 episodes. If you've just visited us and this is the first episode you're listening to, why don't you go back and listen to the other 100? There's plenty of content for you to.
lots and lots of hours.
There's a lot of. I mean, yeah,
almost content, 100 hours probably.
Content's a soft word for what we've got, but it's there, so uh-huh. You can go back and listen to some of the best episodes we've got. Quick, what's your favorite episode? What's the best episode?
Oh, God. For some reason, The Holy Mountain keeps coming to my mind.
Wow, really?
I really like that episode. I think because that movie was so crazy.
Yeah, that was a good one. I'd say my favorite episode is probably any one of the Gary Marshall movies we saw.
You got
your
fun.
New Year's. You got your Valentine's. You got your Mother's. Any one of those movies.
Any of those days.
Check them out. And yeah, and if you liked this episode, if you're a first-time listener, if you've listened 100 times, leave a 5-star rating review on our mm-hmm. iTunes or on Stitcher or Google Play Music. And as I've said 100 times before, we will read it on the show no matter what it is, no matter if it is saying, fuck you guys. I don't care that you have 100 episodes, you jerks. Yeah, do that. And we'll still read it on the show. Yeah, you can also email us at email@taylorhatpodcast.com. Uh-huh. You can visit us on Facebook or Twitter. And you can also check out our website at http://www.theotherhalfpodcast.com.
That's it.
Or keyword podcast. Or keyword the other half.
AOL keyword, yeah.
I'm trying to date it back to.
Yeah. Back to the XXX times.
To the XXX times. Yep. So thank you guys for coming on this 100th episode adventure with us. Check out the new XXX movie out in theaters, XXX movie. I'm sure it's already out. It might be, I mean, if it's anything like this movie, it's going to be in fucking insane.
Yep. Can't say if it's good, but it's enjoyable.
If it's like this movie, it definitely will be. Thank you guys for taking this adventure with us. Don't get in any explosions or avalanches. All right. Good night, everybody.
Mike.
Yeah, Ethan.
So, you really thought about how extreme this whole movie was.
This
but
movie
like,
got me in such an extreme mood. Bro.
How extreme, though? Like, did you do any stunts today?
I did some pretty rad stunts, yeah? Bro.
What was the stunt?
So I'm walking home.
Yeah?
Here's the thing. We live in a... You're laughing so hard right now. We live in this apartment complex where I have to park kind of far away to get here. So I park my car, and it's raining, so I have, like, my black leather jacket on, mm-hmm. and I have to cross the street in order to get home.
You know, rain is bad for leather, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
Book.
Okay, well, anyway.
So I'm wearing this black jacket, and I have to cross the street, so there's this little crosswalk to get to our apartment. So I see the crosswalk, and I see a car coming. It's coming.
Yeah,
coming,
little car. Yeah.
Little car driving toward the crosswalk. And it's happened before. The crosswalk doesn't have a light on it, and it's dark, and it's nighttime. So I've seen it before. Cars will just drive through the stop sign. So I start crossing the street. I make it halfway, and I see the car reaching a complete stop at the stop sign.
Okay, perfect.
It
good
has
citizen.
Reached a stop. So I'm like, okay, he clearly sees me. I'm going to start walking. So I take a couple steps. I'm in front of the car, and all of a sudden, the car just starts fucking moving. Just starts inching toward. And I'm like, oh, it's clearly like a friend. Like, clearly a friend is in
That's
the car.
That's a weird thing to think first.
Well, I'm like, it's clearly somebody I know, and they're joking around, you know,
okay.
Like, you know, maybe it was you. Maybe you were in the car and you're like, hey, look, it's Mike. I'm going to bounce him a little bit.
That's
you know?
True. Yeah.
I'm going to bump into him. So I'm like, oh, this is pretty funny. So I like look over and I'm like, oh, it's not someone I've ever met before. And he just keeps going and he clearly like he's on the gas now.
Yeah.
Because he's driving.
So he's graduated from letting his foot off the gas pedal
to
or
now
the brake
hitting
pedal
the
to
gas
hitting the gas
pedal. Exactly. Yes. And I just fucking roll over the hood of his car and I smash onto the pavement on the ground and I just go, what the fuck?
That's an appropriate reaction.
And I just keep saying, what the fuck? Because I've now just gotten hit by a car, which is not something I thought I would be happening right before recording our little podcast. So I'm on the ground and it's raining and I'm getting up and the car is like, he peeks out, he's like, Hey, bro, you okay? And then there's a car behind him, and the guy behind him, who's like a good Samaritan, he's either a good Samaritan or he's stuck behind this car, so he's got nothing else to do. He peeks his out and is like, hey, okay? Like, both of them are, like, asking if I'm okay.
I saw a guy get hit. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, sometimes people just drive away. I'm surprised he didn't. And he got out. He's like, you okay? And I just keep saying, what the fuck, bro? That fucking hurt.
At least you're honest.
I'm very honest right now. And I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't know what to do in this situation. Yeah. Like, you just got hit by a car. You don't know what the hell. My knee kind of hurts. My like chin's a bit scratched up. Ethan, you're looking at me.
Yeah.
What is my chin is kind of scratched looks up.
Like, it's like really red. It's like someone like took a bit of sandpaper to it and rubbed it.
It looks like that, right? It looks like a scratch. So I'm now on the side of I'm on the sidewalk. I'm just expecting this guy to like drive off. Cause like, I'm not even asking for numbers at this point. I'm just angry right now.
Yeah.
And it's raining on top of everything. And to the guy's credit, he like drives off to the side of the road and he comes out and we just like make conversation. And in like this conversation, I'm just like, okay, well, see you later. And I just like walk back home and I come home and I come in and the first thing I say is like, hey, everybody. And no one's here. You're in the shower.
Yeah.
You know, Phelan's in her room. So I go in and I tell Phelan, my girlfriend, I'm like, hey, so I just got hit by a car thinking it will be funny. Like, how funny is it that I just got hit by a car?
Pretty funny.
She flips out, understandably so. And she's like, you need to go to like the ER. Like, you need to go to like a walk-in emergency service thing. And at first, I'm very against it because I'm like, I need to record a podcast.
You gotta run off that adrenaline, bro. You feel like Xander Cage.
I'm in his situation.
Yeah, man.
Now. But we go to the ER.
You need to have a better one-liner than what the fuck. I think that's not PG.
I really shouldn't have said what the fuck. What should I have said after getting hit by a car?
Nothing like fresh snow.
Fresh powder. So we go to the ER. I didn't tell you this. We go to the ER and I fill all the information out and I'm sitting in like the waiting room waiting for the nurse to come.
This is the part they don't show you in XXX.
It's true. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm thinking, right? This guy just jumped out of a fucking car. And like got on a parachute and he's perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like I got it like slowly hit by a goddamn car. I'm going into the ER to get a tetanus shot and shit. So I'm sitting in the ER. My knee's bleeding right now. Cause it like, I landed on my knee and it's bleeding.
Right.
And the nurse comes in and she's like looking at like the paperwork and she goes, so you, and she's like looking at it like all confused. And she's, did you get you? And she looks up at me and she sees the bloodied knee and she starts freaking out because and then she's like, you got hit by a car. And then she starts laughing.
You went to urgent care.
Sorry.
So you didn't go to an emergency room.
I did not go to
that's why you most people probably go to an emergency room.
I apologize. I went to an urgent care.
Okay.
And they're like, yeah, we usually send people who get hit by cars to the emergency
room. That sounds
all
right.
Sorry. And she starts laughing and freaking out. And I'm just laughing at this point. Cause it's like, the last thing I expected out of a nurse was like that kind of reaction.
Yeah.
And yeah, the rest of the appointment was fine. I didn't get a concussion.
Good.
And I'm okay. I'm walking around.
Yeah.
You know?
You can live to get hit by another car.
Yeah. And you know what? I live to record future episodes of this podcast.
Yes. It would be really weird if it just ended and I had to do like a weird like...
memoriam.
Hey, this podcast, we didn't make it to 100. This is our 100th episode.
Holy shit! That would have been insane if we did make it to 100 episodes.
I'll tell you the last half of XXX. And
in memory of Mike.
In memory of Mike.
Here's how XXX ended.
I'll never watch the beginning of XXX to know how it started. I'm sure it started great.
In memory of Mike, I will never watch the beginning of XXX, but I will watch the new one. That looks awesome.
Yeah, that looks pretty good. He won't care. He probably would have wanted me to see it. Oh, well.
Yeah. So
thanks for sharing that story.
Thanks, guys. And thanks again.
So what did we learn from this?
We learned not to walk into the middle of the sidewalk or into the middle of the crosswalk with dark clothing, apparently.
I guess that.
Here's the thing. I have a pretty good memory. And I'm pretty sure he was on his phone. like he says probably. I was wearing dark clothing. I'm pretty sure he just was on his phone.
It probably is a combination of the two. Because if you're distracted, then you don't look up and see people as much.
Yeah.
So.
But you know what it is? Just don't leave the house.
Yeah. Just stay inside.
Stay in and listen to our podcast.
There you
go. That's the best advice I can give you.
Doctor recommended. Patient approved.